Yep. Sorry to speed you up. Just trying to keep you on your toes.
Good morning, Bob. We'll start off with Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, and I don't have any starters for you right now, Manolo. I know that's going to be your first question, is who's starting our first game.
No. I'll give you a break about 2 days, then I'll ask you again. No, I wanted to talk a little bit, it seems like it was yesterday you got this young lefty, but it's already since 2016, you got Sean Manaea. He has been the member of the rotation that has been more time with you since then. Could you talk a little bit about Manaea, the way he has been preparing for this year, what you have seen from him so far, and what are your expectations for Sean this year?
We always have high expectations for him, when he's healthy. You know, I think the thing I've been most impressed with Sean in his time here is he's been able to be effective in different ways. You know, when he first got here, he was a velo guy. He was throwing 95 or whatever, getting a ton of swing and misses up in the zone. And then what happens with starters from time to time is the velo ticks down a little bit, and you got to find a way to be effective, a little differently. And he has. And then we've seen times where, one game he has good velo, another game it's down a little bit, and he figures out how to get outs, both ways. So I think that's probably the most impressive thing. The other thing is he is a great teammate. I mean, he is all in for his teammates and constantly rooting for them and very upbeat and a lot of fun. He fits in very well here.
Hey, you have a whole bunch of non-roster invitees, as always. Up to now, when you're going into your second week in camp, who are the players in that group that has impressed you the most?
Each and every day I've run down a list on me right now. Each and every day, I try to take care of those guys, and those are the guys that we probably look at more so right now. Yesterday I talked about some of the young guys, whether it's a Soderstrom or Logan Davidson, Nick Allen. Is Nick on the roster? I'm not sure. But everybody gets a fair look here. So I don't have my sheet on me right now. You caught me a little bit off guard with that one, Manolo. I'd rather have specific questions in the morning.
Thank you.
Vince?
Good morning, Bob. There's been so much conversation going into the season about the change in the baseball. Are you guys using whatever this variation is in camp? You have any reaction from pitchers or hitters, and just your overall thoughts about baseball trying to make that kind of tweak to the baseball, what that might do for the game?
I don't know if we're using them or not. I don't see a difference. From what I understand, you're not going to see a big difference anyway. And if they're de-juicing it, does that mean they juiced it in the first place? So I don't know. It, to me, there have been years where you throw batting practice and you're like, wow, it looks a little different right now. As we go along a little bit further and I know exactly where if we're using the new baseball or not, then I might have an opinion for you or notice something. But at this point in time, I don't. And my initial feeling is if they're talking about a foot or two, I'm not sure you're going to notice a whole lot anyway.
John Shea.
Hey, hi. Hello, Bob. How are you?
How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, good to see you. I was hoping to ask about Jed Lowrie, which you touched on yesterday. And I'm curious because it was his left side. And is there any more concern as a switch hitter that, because it's his push-off leg, hitting left-handed is any more of a concern right now than hitting right-handed?
I haven't seen anything different. Mm-hmm. It's been Cage. It's been coaches BP. They took a few swings yesterday. A lot of the veteran guys in Jed's case do a lot of taking early on, which is probably the prudent thing to do. But I haven't seen anything different as far as his swings from right to left. He will be a little bit late. We might have to DH him a little bit later on in camp and then work him in at second base. So, you know, he's got some time right now. I think the only thing I noticed maybe is when he's doing his running progression that maybe isn't full speed running, but his agility stuff, he's taking ground balls. He's doing all the work that we normally do right now. Maybe just not a full go sprinting yet, but I haven't seen it. Short answer is I haven't seen the difference. No.
Yeah. Well, is it his intent to be the number one guy? I mean, is it that realistic for you, for Jed Lowry at his age, coming back after a year off and what happened with the Mets, to be the number one guy?
Yeah. You know, he's non-roster. He knows he has to make a team. To this point, he has impressed. I've been impressed with what I've seen and probably surprised based on missing 2 years. But really, we won't know until we get into games, you know, how much that affects him. It's not like he just didn't do anything. You know, he was at, whether it was alternate side camps or rehab in Florida or wherever it was. But the surgery was important for him. And I know he feels a lot better since he's had the surgery and didn't have it the 2 years that he was in New York.
And for now, it's Kemp and Pinder on, for the most part, at second base?
Machine play there a little bit. You know, we got a few guys that we'll mix and match over there, yeah. And then, you know, see how Jed comes along.
Okay. And with Davis gone, Chris, you're the DH thing is more of a rotating position now, right? As opposed to having one guy.
It's going to be a rehab position right now, it seems like, in spring. You know, yeah. whether Chappie's, he's going to start out DHing, and then when Jed's ready, he'll start out DHing. So I'm sure there'll be a few games that someone else can mix in there, but they'll take up the brunt of the time probably.
Thanks, Bob.
Matt?
Hey, Bob. Earlier in camp, I know you'd been asked about Andrews as a possible leadoff hitter and said obviously he would be a candidate, but there might be some other guys you would consider. Who else do you consider for that leadoff spot?
Mark Canna. I've talked to him a little bit about it. Ramon Laureano, I've talked to him about it. You know, depending, Tony Kemp, potentially. But we'll, you know, I'm just now having these conversations with these guys just to kind of alert them that it's something I'm looking at. But we do like to get guys at the top of the order who have the best chance to get on base. And Mark Canna is one of those guys. I mean, even though he has some power, you know, he can make a pitcher work. He gets on base. He's, you know, there's some variables there that would suggest that he might be a candidate for it. And, you know, when I did talk to him about it, he, as he normally does, he takes a day to think about it and he comes back to me and he was pretty excited about it. So we'll see. But Ramon, definitely another guy, and certainly Elvis has the most experience doing it.
What's sort of the trade-off when you think of just what, you know, Canna has done in the middle of the lineup there, right, and potential to drive in runs in that kind of a spot?
Yeah, the trade-off is we have quite a few guys we think can hit for power. So if we didn't, and, you know, Mark was a guy we were certainly targeting for RBI situations and 3-4-5 hole, something like that, it would be a little bit different. But we feel like we have several guys that can hit in the middle of the order and drive in runs.
Alex?
And it doesn't mean he doesn't show up there. It just means I'm, at this point in time, I've been thinking about it.
Alex?
I was wondering if you have any update on how Frankie's doing health-wise and when he might, when we might expect to see him in camp.
He's in the building today. This is his first day in here. So he's been, you know, cleared to be in here. And then, like I said, I'll take the lead from the trainers as far as what his schedule is, but he is here today.
Martin?
Hey, Bob. It seemed like coming into camp, guys like Luis Barrera, Seth Brown, and Kai Tom were kind of guys that you really want to get a good look at. Obviously, Barrera is out right now and Tom is, but what have you seen out of Seth Brown here early on in camp?
Yeah, Seth, you always see Seth Brown because he's doing everything he can to work, whether it's early work at first, whether it's outfield play, whether it's in the cage. It's like he's omnipresent. He's always looking to get more and more work in. So I see him quite a bit. He's a guy that we really like here. So yeah, he's the one guy in those three that that's actually out on the field working right now. I think Barrera's close to getting here, maybe in the next couple of days, but then he has to go through intake and all that sort of thing. But yeah, we love Brownie. He's no one's going to outwork Brownie, and he wants to do anything he can to you know, give himself best possible chance to make a team.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, yeah. Bob.
Thanks.